So my husband and I were hoping to have a baby last year. And by the middle of May, I was pregnant in my first trimester and was due on Christmas, which was really special because both my and my brother's due dates were also Christmas, so we thought that was perfect. And it was right after a miscarriage, so we thought, this one's probably the real one. But I woke up one morning with the worst migraine of my life, and out of my right eye, it felt like I was trying to look through a layer of Vaseline. Looking at light burned my eyes, and I could hear it rattle in the back of my skull. And because of my background, I knew that I wasn't having a stroke in my brain. It was probably in my eye. And I'm lucky I have an optometrist friend who's also here tonight and got in touch with her. And she goes, yeah, you're not having a migraine. You need the back of your eye imaged urgently. And she helped me get an appointment with an ophthalmologist a couple miles away. And that appointment was brutal. I threw up violently 20 times. I lost consciousness. I saw the whole staff flitting about, a little overexcited, which is never a good thing. And the ophthalmologist walks in and goes, this happened to you because of pregnancy. I've seen this before. You had a stroke in your optic nerve, and you might be permanently blind. And it could happen in your other eye. But there's nothing I can do for you because you're pregnant. Which was stunning. And how was I supposed to recover from what just happened to me if I stayed pregnant and miserably sick? There's no guarantee that an 8-week pregnancy goes to term. I had just learned that the hard way 8 weeks ago. So I told her, if you're telling me I have to choose between my vision and my pregnancy, I choose my vision. I'll have an abortion. And she didn't think I needed to make that decision right away, but I was not willing to live one more day feeling like this. So my husband took me home after she just sent us home and told me to take some baby aspirin and come back in a week. And I called my gynecologist's office urgent line because I needed help securing an emergency abortion. You can't just walk into an emergency room and demand one. A doctor needs to have your back. And so I needed my doctor to have my back. But the person who picked up the phone didn't want to help me with an abortion. And so I was on my own. And at this point, it's, 3 p.m. on a weekday? And I knew abortion clinics closed soon. And I told myself, if I can't get an appointment at a clinic nearby in 24 hours, I'm going to have to find a way to induce some bleeding. Because then I could go to the emergency room. So I wondered, could I sterilize a coat hanger? Would it perforate my uterus? Could I throw myself down the stairs? Could I take my mom's methotrexate? And so I frantically started calling clinics. And one of them, a man answered and heard, I guess, a particular desperation in my voice and convinced the doctor, after a few minutes of conversation, to take me the very next day. They had initially offered the following Monday. And I felt a little bit of relief. I spent the rest of that evening filling out the paperwork that I needed to fill out to justify an elective abortion. And I get a phone call from the same ophthalmologist who I'd seen earlier that day. And she says, your case is really complicated. Could you please go to a specific emergency room and ask for, a few different ophthalmology specialists. And I said, I can't go to the ER right now. I'm having an abortion in the morning. And she says, well, I hope you're not doing it because of the eye. And listen, I don't normally suffer fools, but all I could muster at that time was, you saw me today, right? So I tried to sleep that night, but I was in too much pain, and I couldn't. And I threw up 10 more times before I tried to sleep, for good measure. And the following morning, when I was in the shower, I passed out because I couldn't keep food or water down for days. And as I came back to, I pulled myself up with the big bar that's inside of our accessible shower. And we were planning on renovating that whole bathroom so that we had a bathtub instead and we would remove that bar. But I realized there wouldn't be a child to bathe, and I needed that bar to keep me upright. I remember when I was being driven to the clinic, I was wearing sunglasses and closing my eyes and covering them because light hurt so badly. And my biggest concern at the time was, are there going to be protesters? And what would I say to them? At least I wouldn't be able to see them. And I was really lucky that at the clinic, I had Morgan, who's here, as my nurse midwife. And Morgan made me feel like the patient again. Like I was the one that mattered. And she convinced the doctor that it's not safe for this one to have a medication abortion. You need to do a procedural one right now. She looked at me and said, I don't really know what's going on with you, but you can't be pregnant anymore. Let's get this thing out of you. And they sedated me, and I went to a faraway place, and Morgan held my hand, and that's how we said goodbye. I did make my way to a specialty eye hospital emergency room, where I learned that pregnancy did do this to me, but not in the way that we had thought. It was much more dangerous than that. The immunosuppression of pregnancy, meaning when pregnancy naturally weakens your immune system, it also allows dormant viruses to just act up. And in my case, the dormant virus that causes cold sores attacked my optic nerve and retina and was spreading rapidly. And if it had been further in my brain, I'd be dead. So an elective abortion saved my life, but we didn't know that. That day in the clinic, I was just making the decision, just like anybody else, that I thought my life would be better without the pregnancy. I remember being told that, thank God you had an abortion. You were so right to do that. And if you had come here still pregnant, we wouldn't have been able to touch you. Which I think was supposed to comfort me, but it doesn't. There were injections in my eye, samples taken from my eye. They admitted me. They gave me morphine, didn't do anything. And I stayed there for a few days, and I was discharged legally blind in my right eye. I don't have any peripheral vision at all in my right eye anymore. And what I can see out of my right eye is, well, right now I can't see any of you. I've had 4 retina surgeries since November because of this, and I'm not even done. I still have another surgery, hopefully only one. And it's never going to be the same, right? But it could have been so much worse, and I'm lucky. I really am. I accept what happened to me physically, emotionally, but I'm not at peace with the experience of having been a second-class citizen inside of my own body. I'm especially not at peace knowing that that experience, comparatively, is luxurious. And when I think about the one turning point that ensured that I could be here today, that I could live a reasonably normal life, it is the man who answered the phone at the abortion clinic who decided to advocate for me, to take me the following day. And that's just luck. And the systems that are based on luck aren't really systems at all. Thank you.